To wait for that from that song by Guns N' Roses before I start yapping into the microphone here at KFGO. So I apologize if you were waiting for some words of wisdom from my mouth. Didn't want to interrupt the great Axl Rose and the great Slash as we were being led into that song. You may have read about and heard about this morning Operation Pipe Cleaner. It was a drug sting in the western part of North Dakota, which netted 22 arrests on drug trafficking charges, mostly from Dickinson, as a matter of fact. Some out-of-staters too, but mostly the people were from Dickinson. This story caught my eye because anytime you have 22 people arrested in a drug trafficking operation in Dickinson, North Dakota, it is a big deal to me here in Fargo. I want to welcome into the program U.S. Attorney Tim Purdon, one of the people involved with this drug sting in the western part of the state. I want to find out more about this from him. Welcome to KFGO, U.S. Attorney Tim Purdon. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good to be. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Glad to do it. Tell us about this. This is one, when you talk 22 arrests, when you talk drug trafficking, when you talk ecstasy, when you talk meth, when you talk all these different nasty substances, this is not the same old North Dakota, Tim, is it?
Well, it's a sign of the times, Mike, and I want to be careful here. The defendants that have been arrested and charged in federal and state court are all entitled to the presumption of innocence, and I'm not going to talk about specific defendants and specific charges, but I can tell you that that Operation Pipe Cleaner is a great example of what the answer is to this growing challenge of organized drug trafficking in the Bakken region. And the answer, Mike, is coordinated collaboration between federal law enforcement agencies, state law enforcement agencies, local cops, and then prosecutors from my office, from the U.S. Attorney's Office, from Wayne Stengem's office, the Attorney General's office, and then local prosecutors like the Stark County Attorney. This operation was led by the FBI, great agents working the oil patch from the FBI, and in cooperation with the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigations. This is a joint operation. This is the way that we're going to, law enforcement and prosecutors are going to answer this challenge.
Is this unprecedented? Is this new stuff, all this collaboration and cooperation? I assume that in other cases it's happened before, but on the scale that it's happening now because of the money and everything else that's coming to the Bakken, is this?
That's a great question, Mike. And the answer is that this is not new in terms of greater North Dakota. We've always had great cooperation between federal and state and local law enforcement in our state. We don't have turf battles. We don't have time for that. That's not who we are as North Dakotans. And we've historically had great collaboration like this in the eastern part of the state where we've seen drug trafficking on this sort of a scale. Out west, the challenge is new. You know what? Organized crime and drugs, they follow the money. And the money right now is in western North Dakota. And so what we're having to do is copy what we've done in the eastern part of the state, set up a similar strategy and build similar relationships in the western part of the state. But the great news is we've got a great model of what we've done in the eastern part of the state, and we've got people committed, law enforcement and prosecutors, to taking this on together.
North Dakota U.S. Attorney Tim Purdon, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, talking about Operation Pipe Cleaner, 22 arrests made on drug trafficking charges in the western part of North Dakota. Is this strictly, in your view, because of the oil boom and because of the money that's followed the oil boom?
Well, Mike, I mean, it's not because of the oil boom. But what the oil boom has done is more people, right? More people equals more crime. And that's just a fact anywhere you go. The problem is, one of the issues here is that we haven't really seen, we've got more crime, but have we seen more cops, more prosecutors, more judges, more jail cells, more probation officers? We have to play a little catch-up here. Now, the federal government's had a robust response. We've got 8 or 10 new federal agents assigned and working cases in the oil patch. You know, BCI's got some new, state BCI's got some new personnel. But our state and local partners, they need additional help. My office, we've seen, you know, I've talked about this. 4 years ago, Mike, we did 125 defendants out of our Bismarck office. Last year we did 250, and this last year we did 335. So that's in 4 years, you know, an increase in excess of 100%. There's more crime here. There's more demand for our services, and we got to make sure we're collaborating, cooperating, state, federal, and local to meet the challenge.
I do have a question about one of the suspects. He was charged in the drug investigation, but the news story I'm reading says he was arrested earlier this month in California on murder and other charges. Was he already in jail in California, or is he in custody,
No, he's physically in custody in California. The 22 arrests, I mean, the 22 folks were charged. Many of them were arrested, but we wanted to list the folks that were charged in connection with this operation together. He was one of the 22, but no, they didn't put cuffs on him on Wednesday. He was already in custody out in California, I believe, on homicide charges.
This type of stuff scares me. I mean, I've lived in Fargo-Moorhead now for 30 years, and I'm not stupid. I know that there's drugs and there's drug dealers, and crime happens in Fargo and Moorhead and every place else in the world. But some of these numbers and some of this stuff that's happening now in the western part of the state, and I believe if you talk to law enforcement in Fargo, some of it's bleeding over this way too. Mm-hmm. It scares me as a citizen. Should I be concerned about this? Should I be nervous about this?
Yeah. Okay. So you got three words there: nervous, concerned, and scared. I don't think people need to be scared. I mean, I don't want to engage in fear mongering. I don't want to do that. But it is concerning. Our hometowns in western North Dakota, Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Newtown, our hometowns are developing big city crime problems. And so we have to, we have to address that. The federal government has sent agents in. State DCI has got a few more agents. And then the real key then is the cooperation and collaboration. We can't have turf battles. We can't be working at cross purposes. We've got to be sharing intel and working with our partners, state, federal, tribal law enforcement.
When it comes down to some, and I know that many of these people who are accused are from Dickinson and some are from other parts of the United States, but I've heard anecdotally that there has been money traced to Cuba, money traced to Russia, money traced, I think, to Colombia was another place I heard. Is that accurate? Is there international money in the western part of the state when it comes to some of this drug trafficking and human trafficking?
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about there, but I'll say this. I mean, what we're seeing is, it used to be somebody who was selling meth in, say, Williston. You know, that person was 6 or 7 degrees of separation away from a Mexican cartel, right? The drugs were passing through many hands before they got here. With the influx of new people that have come to our state, those degrees of separation have been vastly reduced. It's no longer 6 degrees of separation. It's 1 or 2 from outlaw motorcycle gangs, Mexican cartels, you know, urban street gangs, things of that nature. That's concerning. That's part of it. We have to make sure, because local law enforcement, they're working their tail off in places like Williston and Watford City, going from call to call to call. And we have to make sure that we also have resources targeted at investigating the organized crime, the stuff that's going on behind the DUI calls and the domestic violence calls and the bar fight calls. What about the organized groups that are coming in? And that's North Dakota BCI, FBI, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has additional agents in western North Dakota. Our friends at Border Patrol, Homeland Security, DEA, the U.S. Marshals Service. I mean, we have to give the locals the support they need while they're chasing calls. You know, we gotta work with our state authorities, drug task forces, the great DCI drug task forces, to target our goal, Mike, is simple. The dismantling of organized drug trafficking operations in western North Dakota.
Organized crime. That's two words that I've never quite thought I'd hear living in North Dakota or in western Minnesota near North Dakota. It's probably always been around to some extent, but boy, I don't think certainly to what it's like now, right?
Well, this is, you know, we've done a great job in the Valley over the last 10 years in countering this. We've got a great team there. Chris Myers has been the head of our drug prosecution group, our OSADEF, Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force in Fargo and Grand Forks. We've done a good job. We got a great model. We just need to export it to the West. Chris Myers was recently promoted in my office. He's my second in command now. And one of his challenges before him is working with me, state and local law enforcement, to replicate the great work they've done in Fargo and stand up something similar in Bismarck, Minot, Williston, Dickinson.
Tim, keep up the great work. Let's. I don't want to read more about guys being caught or accused of drug trafficking, but if they're out there, catch them, and I'll read about them then. I mean, it's a different time in our state's history.
We're battling, Mike. We're battling for our way of life, and I take it that seriously. So we're on the case.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk again.
Yep.
You bet. Tim Purdon, he's the North Dakota U.S. attorney based out of Bismarck.